Les filles de Ili Hadad, the girls from Ili Hadad, are Fatou Saïdé Khali and Alamnou Akhouni. They come from the tiny village of Ili Hadad, just 100 or so inhabitants, in a remote part of Niger near the border with Mali. After releasing their first album in early 2016, they had their first big European tour this spring and played live on RFI's Musique du Monde programme along with their uncle, the guitarist Amadou Madassane, and cousin Mariama Aswan. The star of the trio is Fatou Saïdé Khali. She sings, and like many female musicians, plays the traditional drum known as tindi, a kind of mortar with goatskin stretched over the top.
The tindi is the very first instrument that the Tuareg learned to play. It's a very traditional instrument for us.
Tindi is also the name of the Tuareg music, often played in the evenings at parties or family get-togethers. It celebrates tradition, like in this song about camels, says Amadou Madassane.
C'est des poésies qui font les chameaux. L'instrument tindi, c'est un instrument que...
This is a poem about camels. The women in the village play the tindi drum, and camels circle around it. It's about village life, the chiefs, the camels, and the ordinary people who live there.
The tindi drum is usually played by Tuareg women, but Khali, more unusually, also plays electric guitar.
One day, my older brother brought an old guitar to the village and left it there. I started to teach myself like that.
Fatou Khali and her cousins Alamnou and Mariama hadn't stepped much out of their village, never mind abroad. So playing their first concert in Europe last year was a bit of a culture shock.
The first country was Stockholm in Sweden. It's a very pretty city, nice and chilly.
Come on.
I knew before I left that it would be a different world. I liked it, but it was a bit frightening too. I used to take the cattle to graze, prepare food, fetch water for the village, things like that.
Fatou Khali's meteoric rise from playing at village weddings to releasing an album and touring in Europe is down to Chris Kirkley, founder of Sahel Sounds record label based in Oregon, USA. Kirkley treks through West Africa looking for new musicians to record, but he discovered Fatou Khali via the internet.
I actually found out about Fatou via Facebook. There was a photo circulating amongst a lot of my Tuareg friends from Niger of Fatou playing electric guitar in a wedding. And I saw this photo and it kept being shared and there was a lot of excitement, but there wasn't any information about it. So I contacted Amadou Madassane, a rhythm guitarist, a musician that I work with, and he immediately told me, yeah, that's my cousin. You want to go visit her? So immediately we had a connection, and I was in Niger shortly after, and Ahmadou took me to his home village where Fatou lives, and yeah, we got to spend a couple days in El Radet, recording, talking, hanging out, and it's a beautiful place. It's super far out in the country, very difficult to get to, and there's not a lot there. It's really just a well and a few buildings.
A female coming from a small village like that, from Niger, and playing electric guitar. Just how unusual is that?
Well, it's pretty unusual for women guitarists in the Tuareg community. The Tuareg guitar music, this genre that's been popularized by Tanarawen, and Bambino, it's a very male-dominated scene. And that's the first thing when I saw this picture of Fatu playing the guitar that jumped out to me. Coupled, of course, with the fact that Fatu lives in the country. She's not from one of the urban centers like Niamey or Agadez, where there's a lot of opportunity and guitars are lying all over the place. She's very much far out in the country. When I went out to visit Fatu, one of the things that surprised me is that she didn't only play guitar, but she also plays tende, which is a traditional music. She has a beautiful voice, and she's very talented at playing this minimal desert music. But being that she's so well-versed in this traditional tende music, she's taken these songs that are confined to this realm of village folk songs and taken them and adapted them to the guitar. So a large part of her repertoire is tende music, which is a female music. And with her friends in the village, some of her cousins, she's created this group where they are taking tende and fusing it with guitar. And I think this is fascinating. It's definitely something that's never been done before, completely new. And it's also something organic, developed independently, that they decided sounded good. And I'm interested to see where it's going to take them.
Well, precisely. Where do you think it might take them? You know, how much of an inspiration do you think Fatu can be for possibly bringing on other female guitarists, musicians in a country like Niger, where frankly there isn't much of a music industry?
Well, I think that it's going to be hugely inspirational. One of the things that Fatu said when we talked about her music is that she wished there were other women who were playing guitar. So I think that she can be an icon for other young women to know that they can indeed enter into this genre. They can pick up a guitar, they can learn to play. And there's a lot of people that want to listen.
What can you tell us about the way that people from her village, maybe anywhere else in the region, the way that they react to her? Is it positive?
Well, I think there might be some jealousy from other musicians that they're not finding the success that Fatu has. But in general, she's had a huge positive outpouring of support from home. People are likewise seeing all the tour videos now that are coming out on the internet and sharing them. And for our community back home in Niger, they're really excited that she's bringing attention to their village. Prior to this group, you couldn't find Ilerad on a map or on the internet. And now when you type it in Google, there's a Fatu and her village.
Many women of Fatu Khali's age are married with children, but her success means she can now broaden her horizons.
I'm 25. I'm not married. Music comes first in my life now. The only problem is, any future husband will have to accept my music.
And we play out today with the song Eras Malan from Les Filles de Idi Haddad's upcoming album, which is due out in the autumn. From me, Alison Hurd, bye for now.